感谢主带领我们很快就到这个夏令会的最后一天。
We really thank the Lord that quickly has brought us to the very last day of the conference.
我心里面实在巴望啊，这个特会结束以后，以后不要再有了。
And in my heart, I really hope that after we conclude this conference, we won't have another one like this.
那么我的意思是我们去聚那个最特别的聚会。
And what I meant was we're going to gather into such a more special meeting.
和千千万万的圣徒啊，历世历代的众圣徒一同聚在主的跟前。
And we're going to gather together with thousands and thousands of saints throughout all generations before the Lord.
这个实在是我内心深处的一个很深的盼望。
That is the deepest hope in my heart.
愿主能够快快成全这件事情。
And may the Lord quickly fulfill this thing.
那么早晨呢，我们人就要继续的和弟兄姊妹有一些的交通。
And so this morning we will continue to have some fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
我想开头时我们还是先读一些主的话。
So in the beginning, let's still read some words of the Lord.
请弟兄姊妹打开加拉太书。
And please turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章
Galatians chapter 1.
我们从第六节先读到第十节。
We're going to read from verse 6 to verse 10.
我稀奇你们这么快离开那借基督之恩召你们的，去从别的福音，那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我们已经说过了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的欢吗？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。第二章
Chapter
2. 对不起，十四节啊，第一章十四节。
And verse 14 of chapter 1.
我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，比我祖宗的遗传更加热心。第二章
Chapter
2 11节到15节
From verse 11 to verse 15
后来基法到了安提阿，因他有可责之处，我就当面抵挡他。从雅各那里来的人未到一先，他和外邦人一同吃饭，以致他们来到，他因怕奉割礼的人，就退去与外邦人隔开了。其余的犹太人也都随着他装甲，甚至连巴拿巴也随伙装甲。但我一看见他们行的不正，与福音的真理不合，就在众人面前对基法说，你既是犹太人，若随外邦人行事，不随犹太人行事，怎么还勉强外邦人随犹太人呢？我们这生来的犹太人不是外邦的罪人。第十八节
Verse 18
我素来所拆毁的，若重新建造，这就证明自己是犯罪的人。好，我们要请弟兄姊妹看一下马可福音第七章。
Please turn to a gospel according to Mark chapter 7.
马可福音第七章。
Mark 7.
我们先读第一节到第三节。
We're going to read from verse 1 to verse 3.
有法利赛人和几个文士从耶路撒冷来到耶稣那里聚集， 他们曾看见他的门徒中有人用俗手，就是没有洗吃饭。原来法利赛人和犹太人都拘守古人的遗传，若不仔细洗手就不吃饭。好，第五节到十三节。
And from verse 5 to verse 13.
法利赛人和文士问他说，你的门徒为什么不照古人的遗传用俗手吃饭呢？耶稣说，以赛亚指着你们假冒为善之人所说的预言是不错的，如经上说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。你们是离弃神的诫命，拘守人的遗传，就是说你们诚然是废弃神的诫命，要守自己的遗传。摩西说，当孝敬父母，又说咒骂父母的必致死他。你们倒说，人若对父母说，我所当不给你的已经做了割耳板，割耳板就是贡献的意思，以后你们就不容他再奉养父母，这就是你们承接遗传废了神的道，你们还做许多这样的事。我们看使徒行传
And then we turn to the book of Acts
21章
Chapter 21
使徒行传
Acts
21章第18节到24节
Chapter 21 from verse 18 to verse 24
第二天保罗同我们去见雅各长老们也都在那里保罗问了他们安便将神用他传教在外邦人中间所行之事一的诉说了他们听见就归荣耀于神对保罗说兄台你看犹太人中信主的有多少万并且都为律法热心他们听见人说你教训一切在外邦的犹太人遗弃摩西对他们说不要给孩子行割礼也不要遵行条规众人必听见你来了这可怎么办呢你就照着我们的话行吧我们这里有四个人都有愿在身你带他们去与他们一同行洁净的礼替他们拿出规费叫他们得以剃头这样众人就可以知道先前所听见你的事都是虚的并可知道你自己为人循规蹈矩遵行律法好我想为了时间缘故我们就暂时读这些
So in the interest of time this will be our passage reading
我们这一次的夏令会
And for the conference, this time around,
我们的主题是纯正福音的基石
The theme is foundation stones of the sound gospel
我们是从加拉太书里面来讲述这些基石
And we are to talk about these foundation stones from the book of Galatians
我想为这个题目啊，我需要有一点点的解释
And concerning the theme, I would like to have some explanation
因为常常提到根基的时候
And oftentimes when we talk about foundation
我们有一个很清楚的印象基督就是教会的根基
And we should have this very clear impression that Christ is the foundation of the church
那么这里所说的基石到底是什么意思呢
And so what is meant by the foundation stones here
没有错教会的根基是基督
Yes indeed the foundation of the church is Christ
但是在加拉太书里面
And yet in the book of Galatians
我们所讲的是纯正福音的真理
And yet we are talking about the truth of theSound gospel.
所以我们是讲到纯正福音真理的四个基石。
Therefore, we are talking about the four foundation stones of the truth of the sound gospel.
弟兄姊妹，把加拉太书读完之后
，So brothers and sisters, if you read through the book of Galatians,
你会很清楚的看见
，And then you will see this very clearly.
这四个基石
，And these are four foundation stones.
正是加拉太书的主干思想
，and that is the main thoughts for the entire book.
保罗写加拉太书的时候
，and when Paul wrote the book of Galatians,
要归正加拉太的教会
，and he was to correct the church's
Galatians,
and to point out their mistake.
然后让他们看见什么是正面的东西
，and then he is pointing to them what is the positive thing.
所以他是循着这四条主干的思想。那么写了加拉太书
Therefore he followed his four main thoughts and he wrote the book of Galatians
所以呢因此呢我们就称这四样事物是纯正福音的基石
Therefore we call these four things as the foundation stones of the sound gospel
现在我们弟兄姊妹都知道这四个基石就是启示基督十字架圣灵
And now we, brothers and sisters, we all know that these four foundation stones is the revelation of the cross and the Christ and the Holy Spirit
感谢主这次给我们四位弟兄分别讲四个题目
And we thank the Lord for giving us four brothers who respectively talk about these four topics.
因为开头呢他们另外三位弟兄都快快地选择了。
And because in the beginning, those three brothers had picked their topics quickly.
所以呢只留了一个启示给我讲。
And then I was only left with a revelation.
所以我也没有选择我只好讲启示。
Then I have no other choice but to talk about revelation.
但是启示的确很重要。
And yet revelation is very important.
弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters,
上一堂我们已经讲过
in the previous session we already talked about this
启示是神非常重要的一个作为
Revelation is a God's very important work
是我们天父所做的一个荣耀的工作
and that is a glorious work by our Father in heaven
那上一堂我们已经讲过了
and we already touched upon that
所有神的儿女们都可以得到启示
All God's children could receive revelation
因为我们的父乐意把他的儿子启示给我们
Because it is the Father's pleasure to reveal His Son in us
所以按理讲基督徒得到启示是最容易的一件事情
Actually as a matter of fact it should be a very easy for Christians to receive revelation
我们
应该
得救啊
And after we are saved
我们里面有了新的生命
And we have this new life
这个新生命呢里面呢就有一个属灵的眼睛
And in this new life there is a pair of spiritual eyes
从前呢你没有得救的时候啊这个灵是死的所以这个眼睛是看不见
And before you were saved that your spirit was dead so you couldn't see spiritual
现在呢你一蒙恩得救
now you have been saved
那么你现在有这个眼睛
then you have these eyes
那么神要开我们里面的眼睛
and God is to open these eyes
所以这个眼睛一开就得到启示
and when our eyes are open then we receive revelation
那么今天早晨呢
and this morning
我要和弟兄姊妹讲到启示和遗传或者讲传统之间的关系
And I'm going to talk about the relationship between the revelation and the tradition.
我们过去有经验的弟兄们都告诉我们
And for brothers and brothers who have experience told us
如果我们不在启示中就在传统里
And if we are not in revelation then we are in tradition
就在所谓的遗传的里面
And that is we are in tradition
我们都知道加拉太的教会呢遭受到仇敌的攻击
We know that the churches in Galatia has been attacked by the enemy
因为在犹太中有一些信主的人
Because in among the Jews they have some believers
他们有很强烈的犹太教的背景
They have a very this strong Judaism background
所以他们就把他们这个犹太教的背景呢带到了加拉太的教会
And they have brought this background into the church in Galatia
所以保罗就说他们传了另一个福音
therefore Paul said that they have been preaching another gospel
所以这另外一个福音呢其实呢就是犹太教的遗传传统
and actually this another gospel is from the tradition of the Judaism
我们知道这个东西带进来
we know that these things has been ushered in
对于主的福音会产生非常重大的一个破坏
and they will cause a lot of destructions to the Lord's gospel
我们都知道传统这个东西啊是一个看不见无形的东西但是却是一个很可怕的东西
We know that the tradition is something invisible and yet that's something very dreadful
这次呢，我在想，我怎样能够跟弟兄姊妹把这个传统讲清楚呢
？So this time around, I was thinking, how could I explain clearly concerning tradition?
啊，我思想了很久。
And I have given that much thought.
圣灵还是提醒我。
And the Holy Spirit still reminded me on this.
多年前啊
，many years ago，
我曾经用过一个例子。
And I used this example.
如果有听过的弟兄姊妹，你可能还有记忆力。
And if you have heard that example, probably still remember that.
啊，不过呢，今天早晨我要再用一下。
And but this morning I would like to use that example again.
我要让我们弟兄姊妹知道什么是传统，这个传统的可怕。
And I would like to let you know what tradition is and the terrible things that tradition can do.
就是呢，有人研究这个人类学。
So, some people study the anthropology of man.
那么呢，他们就研究啊，在人类的生活中啊，为什么有这个传统这个东西。
So they try to study why there is a tradition among men.
因为这个传统这个东西到底从哪里来的，并且呢，会影响人这么厉害。
And where did it come from? And how come that causes such a great influence among men?
因此他们做了一个很有趣的一个实验。
And therefore they conducted this very interesting experiment.
啊，他们呢，怎样做这个实验呢？
How did they do that experiment?
他们就找了三个黑猩猩。Chimpanzee.
They found three chimpanzees.
啊，因为呢，他们觉得这个黑猩猩呢比较靠近人。
Because they thought that the chimpanzees are more close to man.
当然了，我们知道了这个黑猩猩其实就是猴子了。
And we know that chimpanzees actually are monkeys.
那猴子最喜欢就是吃香蕉。
And monkeys like bananas.
所以呢，他们做实验的时候就把这三个黑猩猩放在一个笼子里。
And so in that experiment, they put these three chimpanzees into the cage.
然后呢，就在那个笼子上面放了很多香蕉。
And they hang a lot of bananas on top of the cage.
当然，这些黑猩猩他们一看见香蕉就很高兴了，对吧
？So these chimpanzees look at the bananas, they were very happy.
他们就立刻冲上去要去拿那个香蕉。
They jump around and try to grab those bananas.
这时候呢，做实验的人呢就在笼子外面。
And then the observers were outside the cage.
他们就拿着一个电枪。
And they have this electric gun.
棒子。
棒rod.
那么当那个黑猩猩的手啊刚要碰到那个香蕉的时候啊。
So at the moment, the chimpanzee's hands was about to touch the banana.
这个人就拿那个电棒戳他一下。
And the observer just poke on the chimpanzee with that electric rod.
啊，所以这个猩猩就是不敢去抓香蕉。
And therefore the chimpanzee was not, didn't dare to touch the banana.
但是过一下他又要去抓。
But a moment later, he will try it again.
他就用个电棒再戳他一下。
And he was struck by the electric rod.
三次都是这样。
And that happened to those three chimpanzees.
那么戳啊戳，经过了一段时间之后啊。
And as they have been struck by the electric rod for extended period of time.
这些黑猩猩就知道这个香蕉是不能碰的。
And then the chimpanzee knew that those bananas were actually untouchable.
所以戳到一个地步啊。
And as they have been struck to the point.
你后面放再多的香蕉在上面，它也不碰。
And even the more bananas you put on the top of the cage, they didn't dare to touch them.
连香蕉看都不看。
They didn't even want to look at the bananas.
啊，这时候呢。这个做实验人想说呢，这个成功了。
So the one who conducted the experiment said, okay, now it's a successful experiment.
然后呢，他们就把其中的一个猩猩拿出来。
And then they took out one of the chimpanzees out of the cage.
然后放一个新的猩猩进去。
And he put another chimpanzee into the cage.
啊，这个猩猩呢是没有经过电棒。
And that newcomer, the chimpanzee, has not been struck by the electric rod.
所以他一看见那么多香蕉，很高兴就上去拿香蕉。
And when it saw so many bananas, it was so excited that it tried to grab the bananas.
结果这个时候出现一个很奇怪的现象。
And then something strange happened.
当他要去拿的时候。
When it about to touch the banana,
外面实验人也不需要用电棒去戳它。
And then actually the observer didn't need to strike it with the electric rod.
立刻原来在笼子里面的两个 黑猩猩啊。
And actually the other two chimpanzees who had been in the cage for a long time.
马上就去抓他。
And actually those two grabbed the newcomer.
然后咬他。
And they also bit on.
这个猩猩也不知道怎么回事。
And that newcomer didn't know what actually happened.
他每次一去碰要碰那个香蕉，这两个猩猩就抓他咬他。
And every time when the newcomer try to touch the bananas, the other two just grab it and try to bite it.
所以抓过了一段时间之后啊。
And after extended period of time about grabbing and biting,
这个猩猩呢，看到香蕉他也不抓了。
And that the newcomer didn't try to touch the bananas anymore.
到最后呢。连看也不看。
And at the end, he didn't even want to look at the bananas.
所以做实验的人。
And therefore, the one who conducted the experiment.
把原来那三个老的里面的第二个把它拿走。
Then he took the another chimpanzee from the original group again.
然后又放一只新的进去。
And he put another new one into the cage.
这个新的进来了什么都不知道，对不对？
And the newcomer didn't know anything.
哎呀，他就看见香蕉就高兴。
And he saw the bananas, he got excited.
他就冲上去拿香蕉了。
He just rush up to try to grab the bananas.
结果呢，很奇妙的。
And something interesting
happened. 这三只中间只有一个是遭过电棒的。
And among those three, only one got struck by the electric rod.
他就去抓他了，and 去咬他。
So that one just grabbed the newcomers and to bite the newcomer.
那个没有遭过电棒的那一只啊。
And the other one who has not been struck by the electric rod.
他也去抓也去咬。
And he also jumped on the newcomer and tried to grab and to bite.
因为他现在有了一个思想。
Because at that time, in that chimpanzee, it had this thought.
谁碰香蕉我就抓他咬他。
Whoever touched the bananas, I'm gonna bite that person or bite that thing or in the.
所以弄到一个地步，这个新进来的这一只呢，也不看香蕉。
And in the end, the newest comer didn't want to look at the bananas.
然后做实验的人就把原先三个最老的那一只最后一只拿去追。
Then the one who conducted the experiment took the last one from the original group out of the cage.
那么再放一只新的进去。
And he put another one, another chimpanzee into the cage.
现在这个笼子里面这两只啊。
Now the two chimpanzees in the cage.
他们从来没有遭过电棒。
These two had never been struck by the electric rod.
但是他们里面已经有个思想。
And yet there's a mindset in them.
谁要碰香蕉我们就抓就咬。
Whoever gonna touch bananas, we're gonna bite, we're gonna grab.
所以这个新的进来之后呢。
So when the newcomer came in.
哇他就看见香蕉去抓这两个就上去咬啊抓的。
And the newcomer would like to grab onto the bananas and he was grabbed and then bitten by the other two.
他们不知道是什么原因。
And they didn't even know why.
只是知道说呢谁抓香蕉我们就咬。
They only knew that whoever touched the bananas we're gonna bite, we're gonna grab.
所以就这么一代一代的传下去。
And that has been passed on from generation to generation.
这是他们在科学上呢。所做的一个实验。
And that is a scientific experiment.
要解释什么叫做传统。
And to explain what tradition is.
弟兄姊妹。这个实验是很可怕的。
And that experiment actually is very terrifying.
解释了今天人类中间持守传统的一个原因。
And explain the one of the reason why men are keeping traditions.
今天我们在基督教的里面。
And now in Christianity.
我们看见很多传统。
And we have seen many traditions.
So 有的人反对也不知道在反对什么。
So some people are opposing something without knowing why.
有的人赞成也不知道赞成什么。
And some people are approving something without knowing the reason.
反正你要抓，你要拿香蕉我们就抓。
And if you're gonna touch the bananas, we're gonna bite. We're gonna grab.
反正你不能碰。
Because you cannot touch it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters.
我们晓得犹太人。
And for the Jews.
在旧约的2000-3000年前的这个时间里面
，and in the Old Testament time for that 3000 years，
因为他们缺少和神之间直接的关系
，because they lack of the direct relationship with God Himself，
所以犹太人呢就开始用他们聪明的头脑解释圣经
，and then the Jews try to explain the Bible with their intelligent mind。
他们解释到一个地步的时候呢，把神的话 都改变了。
And they has explained to the point that it has changed the word of God.
变成了人的吩咐了。
And they have turned that into the commandment of man.
变作人的道理了。
Has become the doctrine of man.
然后他们就在教导人这个人的道理。
And they are to teach this doctrine of man to other men.
结果这个就造成了所谓的犹太教。
And that has formed the so-called Judaism.
所以我们说呢，犹太教是神当初托付给以色列百姓的信仰的一个变质。
And therefore we said that the Judaism is the generation of what has been entrusted by God to his people.
在旧约时代中后期他们就知道。
So in the Old Testament time, as we come to the end of that era,
这种的传统是应当被咒诅的。
And that kind of tradition should be cursed.
保罗在加拉太书里面也讲到
So Paul also says that in the book of Galatians
凡以行律法为本的都是被咒诅
And those who are to keep the law are to be cursed
我们不要以为说保罗喜欢咒诅人、啊、
And don't ever think that Paul would like to curse people
哦，你看第一章里面写的、啊、他们如果不穿的跟我们穿的不一样不管他是天使还是谁都应当被咒诅
And in the chapter 1 he said that No matter what that person is, whether it's an angel or another man, as long as the gospel is preached different from ours, then that person should be cursed.
我们以为保罗生气了，在那里骂人要咒诅人呢。
And we feel like Paul was in anger, he was scolding and tried to curse people.
不是的。
No, it's not the case.
保罗已经知道了，在这个传统里面，他的本身就是被咒诅的。
Because he knew that in that tradition by itself should be cursed.
如果他们就强调这个东西,
If they are to emphasize on that thing,
他们自然落在咒诅的里面,
naturally they have fallen into curses.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
所以当主耶稣道成肉身来到地上的时候,
when our Lord Jesus who became the flesh to come to this world,
我们看见了这个犹太教已经成型了。
And we already seen that the forming of the Judaism has been formed.
以色列人所有的生活侍奉都在犹太教的控制底下。
And all the daily living and the service of Jews has been controlled by Judaism.
并且这个传统啊，影响他们的影响的非常的细致。
And that tradition has this influence on them in every minute detail in their lives.
所以你看在马可福音里面
Therefore in the gospel according to Mark
圣经给我们举个例子出来了
And the Bible give us an example
所以当那些法利赛人那些律法师到了耶路撒冷看见主耶稣的门徒啊这个吃饭不洗手
So some of the Pharisees and the scribes came from Jerusalem and they saw that the disciples of the Lord didn't wash their hands before they ate.
所以他们就跑来跟主说你的门徒为什么不遵照古人的遗传洗手在吃饭呢?
And they said to the Lord, why didn't your disciples to wash their hands according to the tradition of the elders?
熟手来吃饭。
And they use an impure hand to eat.
所以弟兄姊妹们你就知道在这里不是关乎卫生的问题。
So, brothers and sisters, you know that it is not something to do with hygiene.
吃饭前洗洗手这是很好的习惯，对不对
？We know that it is a good habit to wash your hands before you eat.
那天我相信呢，门徒们吃的时候，可能手也不一定不干净的。
And I believe that for the disciples when they ate, it doesn't mean that their hands were unclean.
但是他们做这件事情的时候
，But when they did such a thing,
在犹太人的眼中看，他们违反了。犹太人的遗传
And from the eyes of the Jews, they were actually against the Jewish tradition.
你看这么小的一件事情
You can see that it's such a minute piece of thing.
洗手吃饭的问题
Concerning washing your hands and eating food.
都在犹太教的这个传统的这个管理的底下
And that has been controlled under the umbrella of Judaism.
所以主内心深处非常的难过。
And therefore our Lord was very grieved in his heart.
主说你们把人的吩咐当作道理教导人。
And he said that you have used the teaching of men as a doctrine to teach others.
所以你们拜我也是枉然。
And therefore it is in vain for you to worship me.
我们是基督徒。
And we are Christians.
弟兄姊妹要把这个话听进去啊。
Brothers and sisters, you need to listen well.
非常重要。
Very important.
因为在今天我们的侍奉中很多时候也可能犯这个错误。
Because in our service, many times we may have made the same mistakes.
啊。他们用人的智慧 来代替神的启示。
They are to use a man's wisdom to replace the revelation of God.
造成了一种的传统。
And they have a form certain tradition.
我们看见这个传统首先给我们看见他们非常注重外表的东西。
And for this tradition, the first thing we can see that they place a lot of emphasis of the things outward.
你知道所有的宗教都是这样的。
You know that that is true for all religions.
非常注意人外表的东西。
They pay much attention to the outward things.
然后呢，主在这里又让我们看见另外一个例子。
And here the Lord lead us to see another example.
圣经告诉，旧约圣经也讲到人应该孝敬父母。
And the Old Testament tells us that we need to honor our parents.
当然不更不能咒诅父母，对不对？
Of course, we, not to mention that we are to curse our parents.
但是犹太人呢，犹太人真的很不孝顺。
And for the Jews, they are not really a,
honor 他们的。
But didn't really, they really dishonor their parents.
他们自己不孝顺父母，他想出一套道理来了。
They did not dishonor their parents, and yet they found a way to do that.
叫别人也不要孝顺父母。
So that others could follow suit.
因为呢，神的吩咐，你做儿女的人，你要照顾父母。
Because from God's commandment, as a children, we need to take care of our parents.
你要供养父母。
And you need to provide for them.
结果他们说呢，如果你把这供养父母的呢，送去做了个儿板。
And yeah, they said that if you turn to the money you are supposed to support, provide for your parents as a korban.
我们知道这个个儿板是他们发明的。
You know, the term korban was developed by them.
旧约圣经里没有个儿板这个东西。
You couldn't find the term in the Old Testament.
你看他们用人的智慧啊，发明一个名词啊。
And you can see that they use a man's intelligence to devise a new term.
因为成为一种的教导。
And that has turned that into certain kind of teaching.
所以只要你说你这个东西已经奉献给神，贡献给神了，你就不需要顾父母。
And they said that if you are to offer these things to God, then you don't need to take care of your parents.
啊，他们呢还阻止别人供养父母。
They even forbade others to support their parents.
这说明什么呢？
What does that say?
这个传统麻木人的心愿。
And that tradition has numbed the heart of man.
多么可怕。
And how terrifying.
所以弟兄姊妹们，犹太人的传统告诉他们很注重外表。
And so therefore the Jewish traditions tell them to pay a lot of emphasis on the outward things.
他们对于许多重要的事情里面变得麻木。
And yet they have become numb concerning more important things.
我们应该孝敬父母，对吧？
We need to honor our parents.
供养自己的父母。
And we need to provide for our parents.
这是对的。
That's right.
我感谢主啊。
I thank the Lord.
主不让我不仅供养我的父母啊，我还供养我岳父岳母啊，所以这是恩典。
The Lord allowed me not only to provide for my parents, but also provide for my parents-in-law.
但是呢，这些犹太人说呢，我已经有了个儿板，这可怕的东西。
But the Jews say that we already have this korban, and that is really a terrifying thing.
主立刻严厉地责备他们。
And therefore, the Lord strictly
chastised them. 他说你们一人的遗传，一人的传统，毁坏神的诫命。
And they say that you destroy the commandment of God with a man's tradition.
我们知道犹太人的这个传统里面还有很多事。
And we know that in the Jewish tradition, there still are many other things.
他们非常的注重所谓的割礼。
And they place a lot of emphasis on circumcision.
在加拉太书里面，保罗用了很多的篇幅解释这个。
In the book of Galatians, Paul used a lot of pages, chapters to explain this. And they put a lot of emphasis on the dates.
他们有这个什么安息日，各式各样不同的节期。
And they have a Sabbath and many other festivals.
他们也注重各样的洁净的礼。
And they also put a lot of attention to many purification rituals.
感谢主，我们没有做犹太人。
And we thank the Lord we are not Jews.
如果真是犹太人呢，很麻烦的。
And if you are Jews, you are in trouble.
多少的规矩啊。
And there's a lot of regulations.
保罗告诉我们。
And Paul tells us.
他曾经为这个遗传大发热心。
And he was zealous for these traditions.
从前他瞎眼的时候啊。
And when he was blind.
他整天的就是为了犹太人的传统。
And he devoted himself fully to the Jewish tradition.
凡是有人跟这个遗传呢不对的。
And whoever is in opposition to this tradition, and he would like to kill them.
所以他后来听说有一个拉撒勒人耶稣,
and later he heard that there is a man, person called Nazarene, Jesus
Nazarene.
And he came out to destroy the traditions of the Jews. And he was enraged. And he rose up and persecuted the followers of this person. And therefore, in the book of Acts, you can see the zeal of Paul. And he persecuted these Christians. And
the
start from Jerusalem all the way to Damascus. We know that actually it's a long journey. He was not fanatic of such a matter.
谁有什么力气去做这种事情呢?
And who has this motivation to do such a thing?
你就看见这个传统在保罗的里面,
and you can see the tradition actually was in Paul.
这么强大的一个力量,
and that has caused such a great strength.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters,
等到保罗眼睛得开之后,
when Paul's eyes were open,
他就知道这个传统是被咒诅的,
and he knew that this tradition was actually cursed.
如果你按照这个传统 生活,
if you are to live according to this tradition, then you are under the curse of God.
不会带来祝福,
and it will not bring you blessings.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们能看见, 当一个人落在这一个传统的情况里的时候,
so we can see that if a person is in tradition,
那么这个人就受捆绑了,
and that person is in bondage.
所以我们知道, 启示跟这个传统是相对立的。
Therefore, we can see that revelation is in opposition to tradition.
这个传统是反对启示的。
And the tradition is against revelation.
那么启示呢, 才能使我们脱离传统。
And only revelation can deliver us from tradition.
我们看见不仅旧约的以色列百姓, 他们落在这个宗教的这么一个遗传的里面。
And we can see that not only the people were under the Old Testament were in that tradition.
到了新约时代,
as we come to the New Testament time,
教会也是照样落在一种的传统的里面。
The church has been fallen into the similar tradition.
所以今天看各道各处的聚会,
so today, if you look at assemblies in various places,
很多做法,
and there's the way they do things,
很多规矩,
and they have a lot of regulations.
你知道我们这些人呢, 一服侍主, 就很喜欢立规矩,
you know,
一大堆的规矩。
You know, as we serve the Lord, we would like to set a lot of regulations.
还有些教条,
and there are some doctrines.
然后呢, 一些习惯,
and there are some kind of habits.
然后一种的形式,
and there are some kind of form.
哇, 你知道今天地上的教会, 很多人非常注重这个形式啊。
You know, there is an assembly on earth that they place a lot of emphasis on the forms.
还有各样各式不同的观念,
and there has many different mindsets.
人做这些东西是非常热心的。
And they are very zealous for their things. But what does tradition tell us? And the characteristic of a tradition is death.
所以我们需要启示,
therefore, we need revelation. Because only revelation is from the Holy Spirit. And that is a life.
它的特性呢,
and the characteristic of it is a living.
你知道启示可以使我们脱离传统,
you know, revelation can deliver us from tradition.
但是呢, 传统呢, 也可以蒙蔽启示,
and yet tradition can hide and cover revelation.
所以这两个是相对的东西。
Therefore, these two are in opposition to each other.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们今天在新约时代中侍奉主,
as we serve the Lord under the new covenant,
我们是根据于启示的原则,
and we are serving according to the principle of revelation.
这样你的侍奉才是活的,
and in such a way, your service will be living.
所以我们知道当初呢, 这另一个福音,
and therefore, at that time, the another gospel.
当有人把基督, 犹太教的传统带到教会里面的时候,
when some people has brought in the Judaism traditions into the church.
这个对加拉太的众教会带来非常重大的伤害。
That has caused a lot of damage to the churches in Galatia.
所以保罗里面非常的激愤。
Therefore, Paul was enraged in his spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
你从加拉太书里面可以看见
And through the book of Galatians, you can see
我们略略的交通一下
And we can briefly follow on this
这一个传统到底给教会带来了什么样的一种伤害
We can see what kind of damage these traditions has brought to the churches
他头一个
The first of all
他告诉我们把我们的自由变成了奴仆
And he turns our freedom, liberty into slavery、
非常的可怕
Very terrifying
我们本来在基督里是自由人
And we are free men in Christ
但是呢现在我们变成奴仆了
Now we have become slaves
什么叫奴仆啊
What is a slave?
奴仆是有主人的
A slave has a master
啊这个主人可以管辖这个仆人的
The master can govern and can control this slave
所以今天我们要常常问自己在我们里面是谁是主人呢
Therefore we need to often ask ourselves Who is my master?
在马太福音第七章主曾经讲过
And in Matthew chapter 7 the Lord says
你们呼喊我主啊主啊不是都能进天国的
And when you call me Lord, Lord Not every one of you can enter into the kingdom of heaven
这不是嘴巴呼他为主
And we justWe do not just call him Lord by his name.
在实际的侍奉生活里，他到底是不是你的主啊
？But we need to see that in our daily life whether he is our Lord.
啊，今天我们常常说主啊，然后呢就做自己的事。
Oftentimes we say Lord, and then we turn around and do our own things.
甚至主啊，你为我做这个，他变仆人了。
And or we say Lord, please do this for me. Now we have turned the Lord to our servant.
弟兄姊妹甚至有很多时候是别的东西在我们里面主宰着我们
And a lot of times we have been controlled by many other things
我们不要以为说今天我们已经蒙恩得救
Don't ever think that we have been saved by grace
我们已经活在启示的里面
We have been living in revelation
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
是时时刻刻都要活在启示的里面
We need to live in revelation moment by moment
斯柏克弟兄有一句话是经验的话
And Brother Sparks has a word of experience
他说他在最高的天界那里你会看见地狱
He said that in the highest realm of heaven you will see hell
任何一个时候你离开了那个启示你可能就掉在传统里了
At the moment that you depart from revelation then you will fall into tradition
所以保罗在加拉太书第二章里面讲到彼得的经历
Therefore Paul talk aboutThe experience of Peter in second chapter of Galatians.
你看见这一个头一号使徒。
And now you can see this number one apostle.
经过神这么多的恩典。
And he has experienced such a grace of God.
还有这么大的能力。
And he has a great ability.
我们以为说他是大概是不会失败的。
And we probably thought that he would never fail.
但是呢我们看见他在犹太教那个强大的压力底下几乎失败。
And we could see that he was almost to fall under the great pressure of Judaism.
他们来到比西底的安提阿。
And when they came to the Antioch in...
没关系就安提阿吧。反正他就说安提阿。
Bithynia, yeah, Antioch. Bithynia, Antioch.
啊，到了那里，外邦的圣徒们很高兴啊，欢迎这个耶路撒冷来的头一号使徒啊。
And so the saints there were very happy to welcome the number one apostle from Jerusalem.
我想大摆哀宴。
And so they set a great love feast.
他们一定把那个加拉太，把这个安提阿最好的。食物拿出来对不对
They have prepared the best choice food from Galatia
热诚接待
And they welcome him warmly
彼得也很高兴就参加他们的这个爱宴
And Peter was very happy and, enjoyed, and attended their love feast
说呢正在吃的时候
As they were eating
忽然听说啊有雅各那里的人来了
And all of a sudden they heard that the people from James came
彼得做了一个奇怪的动作忽然爬起来走了
And Peter had this strange act all of a sudden he stood up and walked away
我想那些那个主人如果坐他旁边觉得诶奇怪怎么跑掉了。
he was sitting by the host at that time, and the host will be amazed why he would do such a thing.
可能呢那个食物还在嘴巴里呢。
And probably the food is still in Peter's mouth.
一听赶快跑出去就跑。
When he heard the news, he stood up and walked away.
他怎么一跑不得了啊。
And when he did such a thing,
跟着去的犹太人都跑了。
And his Jewish companions followed suit.
连那个巴拿巴也跑了。
And even Barnabas is the same.
保罗一看不对。
And Paul saw that, he found it not right.
所以保罗就在那里当面的指责彼得。
And he confronted Peter at that moment in his face.
你知道这是不容易的事情。
Brother and sister, you know that it is not something easy.
一个年轻弟兄啊要去指责一个年长弟兄。
And for a young brother to chastise an elderly brother.
并且是一个大有名望的一个传道人啊。
Especially that elderly brother is a famous preacher.
哇你知道那个时候彼得的声望是不得了的声望啊。
You know that at that moment, Peter's fame was, is beyond measure.
比你我所认识现在的什么这些年长弟兄们呢都要来的尊贵荣耀对不对
And so he is much more than all the elderly brothers we have known. And he,
一传福音三千人得救。
And when Peter preached the gospel, 3,000 believed.
如果我们中间来了一个人一传福音三百人得救哇对他尊敬的不得了。
So if someone come in our midst and he, when he preached the gospel, 300 people believed.
这还得了吗
Then we will show great respect.
这个毕恭毕敬的。
And when we meet that person, we will show great respect.
这个彼得能叫死人复活啊。
And Peter could raise the dead, raise someone from the dead.
你看见他那个声望是多么的高的，对不对？
And you can see that he had a great reputation at that time.
我们知道那个时候保罗只不过是个青年弟兄。
And we know that Paul was about a young brother.
如果今天呢，有一个弟兄啊，去参加这个爱宴。
So, for example, if one brother to attend that love feast,
吃了一半他跑了
and during the meal, and he just got up and went away.
你想想看，你会怎么样？
And think about this, what will you do?
你会想，没关系吧，只是吃饭而已，对不对？小事情。
And you will say, oh, it's no big deal, we're just having a meal together.
好了，他不吃就不吃吧。
And if he doesn't want to eat, that's okay.
这什么大事情？
And no big deal at all.
但是彼得保罗从这里看见的不是吃饭的问题。
And yet Paul saw the matter is not something to do with the meal.
他说他做这件事情与福音的真理不合。
And he said that it is not right with the truth of the gospel.
并且他是教会的领袖。
And yet Peter was the leader of the church.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
今天我们这些做教会领袖的人你要仔细听啊。
And for those who are the leaders of the church, you need to pay attention to this.
因为这个不是影响你个人。
Because it is not just to do with you.
因为你影响很多人。
Because you're going to influence many.
所以彼得那一天如果这件事情不遭遇保罗的指责。
And if that, on that day, Peter was not chastised by Paul.
他成了一个例子。
And if he set a precedent,
就破坏了基督的救恩。
And he will destroy the salvation of Christ.
让犹太人和外邦人永远也没办法合一。
And there's a chasm between the Jews and the Gentiles. They can never be one.
所以这是多么严重的一件事情啊。
And it is such a serious matter.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们不是鼓励年轻人呢老去责备年长的，不能随便做的啊。
So brothers and sisters, we are not encouraging young brothers and sisters to chastise the older ones. You don't do that.
这是为了真理的缘故。
But it is for this case, it is for the matter of truth.
那一天保罗真的是非常勇敢。
And on that day, Paul was very courageous.
感谢主，因为这个缘故。
Because of that matter,
是福音的真理被维持了。
And therefore, the truth of the gospel could be maintained.
你知道，如果那一天彼得跑掉了，而没有后来没有悔改。
And if, you know, if Peter were to run away and he didn't repent.
他就证实说什么呢？犹太教的传统是对的。
Then he proved that the Jewish tradition was right.
多么的可怕。
And how terrible that would be.
一个 这么多年接受主工作的一个人。
A person who had received the working of the Lord for many years.
的一个人。
And he had such a great gift.
经过主多少的赦免。
And he has went through so many times of forgiveness of the Lord.
多艰难出来的一个人。
He went through so many afflictions.
居然在犹太教的这个影响底下。
And yet under the influence of Judaism.
连一个与外邦人吃饭的自由都没有。
And he lost the freedom to eat with the Gentiles.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不能轻看这个传统的东西。
So brothers and sisters, do not look lightly on tradition.
因为我们知道，我们中间很多弟兄姊妹们，可能我们都来自不同的背景的。
We know that many brothers and sisters came from many different backgrounds.
如果你还持有这些传统的思想在里面
，So if you still have this mindset of some kind of tradition,
我们希望这次的聚会主怜悯我们。
We hope that in this meeting.The Lord have mercy on us.
开我们里面的眼睛。
To open our eyes of our hearts.
需要活在启示的里面。
We need to live in the revelation.
我等你往下去的侍奉呢，不是侍奉神，是得罪神。
Otherwise, for your ministry forward, you are not serving God, but you are offending God.
所以保罗说，我是要讨人欢喜，还讨神欢喜呢。
And Paul said, am I to gain the favor of a man or God?
如果我只顾到人的欢喜，我就不是神的仆人了。
If I am just care for the favor of a man, then I am not a servant of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
彼得那一天呢我们相信他是非常窘迫的
And we believe that Peter was very embarrassed that day
整个面子都没有了
And he lost all his face
因为保罗不是暗中散了会去找他的不是当着面
Because Paul didn't wait until the end of the meal and then talk to him in secret, rather he said that in his face.
我相信彼得回去非常难过
And I believe Peter was very grieved.
我不晓得他对保罗他里面有没有怨言。
I don't know whether he had this complaint against Paul.
但他知道保罗说的是对的。
And yet he knew what Paul said was right.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
多年之后。
Many years later.
在他晚年写彼得后书的时候。
When he wrote the second Peter.
他说我们亲爱的弟兄保罗。
He said, our dear brother Paul.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
彼得到底是神的仆人。
Peter was eventually a servant of God.
是一个背十字架跟从主的人。
And he was a person carrying his cross to follow the Lord.
他自己的尊严受到亏损。
And he didn't because of his own dignity got hurt.
他就放不过他的弟兄。
And to a point that he didn't want to forgive his brother.
他完全没有怪保罗。
He didn't blame Paul on that.
并且呢，他推崇保罗的指示。
And yet he actually praised Paul's ministry.
这在初期的教会里面。
In the early church.
形成非常美丽的见证。
And that actually showed a beautiful testimony.
一面也是让我们看见。
On the one hand, it showed us.
这个传统虽然是一个看不见的东西。
And even the tradition is something invisible.
但是它影响人是非常厉害的。
And yet he has this great grip on man.
他连我们基督徒一点点小的自由他都不给你的。
And he will not even give you a little liberty.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters，
加拉太书里是多么的勇敢的
，And Paul shows such a courage in the book of Galatians。
他甚至写下这样的话
，And he even wrote a words like this。
他说：“我素来所拆毁的，若重新建造，就证明自己是犯罪的人。
”He has said that if I am a rebuild the things I used to destroy, I prove myself a transgressor。
那个时候，保罗年少气盛。
And at that time, Paul was young.
他感觉向着主非常的绝对。
And he feels he has to be absolute before the Lord.
却也得着神的大的启示。
And indeed, he has received the great revelation from the Lord.
过去那个犹太教的错误。
And he saw the error of the Judaism.
那个是被咒诅的。
And that's supposed to be cursed.
但是呢，他永远没有想到。
But he never thought.
这个犹太教的这个力量是超过他想象的。
And the power of this Judaism is beyond his measure.
所以经过他多年在外邦为主做工。
And after many years as he served among the Gentiles.
最后他回到耶路撒冷。
And in the end he returned to Jerusalem.
他遇见了可怕的事情。
And he encountered something very terrible.
那么到了耶路撒冷他去拜访这些 弟兄们。
And when he arrived in Jerusalem, he visited his brothers.
特别见到雅各。
Especially when he met James.
啊，我们知道雅各呢是一个基督徒。
We know that James was a Christian.
但是他是一个持守律法的基督徒。
And yet he was a Christian who kept the law.
啊，他真的是得基督徒的爱戴，也得犹太人的爱戴。
So he got the adoration from the Christians and also from the Jews.
哎，我今天看见很多侍奉主的人也是这样的。
And today I see that many servants of God are like this.
两面都讨好的。
And they please both sides.
那么事实上，雅各是一个非常爱神的人呐。
As a matter of fact, John was the one who truly loved God.
他的启示不够明亮。
And yet, for him, his concept and also he didn't get
the 感觉里了
clear revelation. Therefore, he lived in the feeling of man. He tried to please both sides.
看我们今天多少侍奉主人都有这个心呢
？And we, I can see the similar heart for many servants of God.
我们弟兄们也讲过了，这个两面是合不来的，不能弄在一起的。
But they mentioned that these two sides cannot match.To each other cannot be in agreement to each other.
雅各就有这个本事啊。
And Paul, and James has this ability.
脚踩两条船。
And he could step into two boats.
啊，并且还掌大权呢。那个时候我们知道，在耶路撒冷的教会里面呢，彼得、约翰都离开了，他是主要掌权的人。
And not only that, he was in control, in authority. At that time, Peter and John left, and he was in control over the church.
你看，开头看见保罗来了，笑眯眯的，哎呀，保罗弟兄来了，欢迎欢迎。
So when he first saw Paul, he said, "Oh wow, brother Paul, welcome, welcome."
圣经讲弟兄们欢迎他。
And because the Bible says that the brother and welcome Paul.
啊，彼得保罗还不知道呢。
And Paul didn't know what's going to happen.
啊，保罗啊，你在外面工作这么多年，做点见证吧。
And they said to Paul, "Oh, Paul."Paul, you have been working for so many years outside of Jerusalem. Please give us some testimony.
保罗又站起来，一一的诉说在外邦主的工作。
And therefore, he stood up and Paul told what has happened, the work of the Lord among the Gentiles.
圣经记载说，他们就为他感谢赞美神。
And the Bible recorded that they will give praise to God for Paul.
所以保罗讲完，他们感谢主，赞美主。
So after Paul finished his testimony and they say, oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
感谢赞美完了。
And after their praise,
雅各讲话了。
And James started to say,
雅各说兄台啊。
He said, brother,
啊，我们在这里信主的多少万。
And he said that we have thousands who believe in the Lord.
都为着祖宗的律法在发热心。
And they are also very zealous for the ancestors tradition.
他们听说啊。
They have heard.
你在外邦。
And you are among the Gentiles.
教导那些犹太人。
And you taught the Jews.
啊，不要守摩西的律法。
Not to keep the laws of Moses.
不要给小孩子行割礼。
And do not perform the circumcision on the infants.
哎呀，他说，这可怎么办呢？
And he said, what should we do then?
他说不如这样吧。
How about this?
他说我们这里有四个人呢、啊，这个要还愿。
And we have these are four people who are to pay back their vows.
他说呢，我们替他交规费，你不用交，我们给他交钱。
And we're going to pay the fees for them, and now you are exempt from this. You don't need to pay.
他们去剃头。
And tomorrow they're going to shave their heads.
他说这样啊。
So in this way,
让那一些的犹太人呢、啊、
，so that for the Jews.
就能知道你在外邦所说的都是虚的。
And then they will know that it is not true what they have what they have heard or what they have said.
多厉害啊！
And you can see how cunning James was.
怎么一句话就把保罗在外邦行事这么多年的侍奉就一笔给你勾销了。
And by just one word, he canceled out all the workings of God through Paul among the Gentiles.
就意思说呢，你在外邦讲这个不是真的是假的。
So he was trying to say that what you have said among the Gentiles were not true.
说你看嘛，你保罗不是带着人到圣殿里面去这个许心愿吗？
And then have you not brought someone to have a vow in the temple?
很奇妙。
And yet very miraculously.
在这个时候。
And at that moment,
保罗一句话也没说。
And Paul didn't say a word.
也不敢说。
And he didn't dare to say any word.
弟兄姊妹们。
And the brothers and sisters.
就知道这个犹太教的传统势力是 多么大的一个影响的力量。
And we can see that there is such a great influence from Judaism at that time.
连这么勇敢的保罗
,for such a courageous Paul,
这么多年跟随圣灵在外邦为主做了这么多工作的一个人
,for so many years he had followed the Holy Spirit to testify of the Lord among the Gentiles.
他做这么大启示的一个人
,he had gained such a great revelation.
我们知道那个时候他已经写了以弗所书了。
We know that at that time he has written the book of Ephesians.
啊写了各罗西书了。
He has written the Colossians.
这么样得到属天启示的一个人。
And a person who had received such a divine revelation.
居然在犹太教的传统的势力底下低头了。
And he bowed before the influence of the power of Judaism.
不可思议啊。
And that is beyond our imagination.
保罗忘了自己的话吗？
And Paul forgot his own words.
保罗说我素来说拆毁的若重新建造就证明自己是犯罪的人。
And if I am to rebuild what I used to destroy, I prove myself a transgressor.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters,
这是严肃的事情。
This is a serious matter.
今天呢我们要向自己的话负责任。
And we need to, we will be held accountable for our own words.
哎我们不能在讲道的时候跟弟兄姊妹交通的时候你那个理直气壮的。
And you don't just speak outrightly as you fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
啊对不起这提醒我自己。
And Actually, that's a reminder to myself.
我现在很理直气壮，对吧？
I am very upright and as I should.
考验。
But that I need to go through.
当事情一来到的时候。
So when things happen.
我们还站得住脚吗？
Can we stand?
保罗当初讲这个话的时候呢，他没有这个感觉。
And when Paul said that, he didn't have that kind of feeling.
他心里想，像我这样的保罗是绝对不会妥协的。
He said that for Paul like me, I will never compromise.
你彼得可以妥协，我绝不妥协。
For you, Peter, you will compromise, but not me.
我不会失败的。
I will never fail.
但他完全不知道那个势力到底有多大。
But he didn't really know that the power of that influence.
到了那个势力底下
So as he come under the power of that influence
他才知道多么的可怕
And you feel how terrible that actually was
不行啊
You cannot but help by yourself
并且呢他不是一时冲动啊
And yet he was not just by a moment
他在那里待了好几天呢
And stayed there for a few days
我相信保罗的内心很挣扎的
I believe Paul has this great struggle in his heart
非常的煎熬的
And it was such a suffering in him
但是像我们中国人讲的形势比人强
Just like what Chinese said.
好不好翻
不好翻
不好翻
yeah, The influence is greater than greater your strength.
比人更厉害
And your environment circumstances are stronger than you.
所以呢保罗就真的带这些人去了
And therefore Paul took his companions to.
幸好神怜悯的手阻止他
And yet praise the Lord because the Lord's mercy can't stop him.
因为正好从外邦回来了一些犹太人
And because at that time there are some Jews that came from the Gentiles
他们还搞不清楚呢
And they didn't know what actually happened
因为他们一直追着保罗的
Because they followed Paul
一听说保罗回来了
They heard that Paul returned to Jerusalem
而且还带一些外邦人到圣殿里面去了
And he brought some Gentiles into the temple
哇他们就耸动犹太人
And they stirred up the Jews
结果闹得全城都起哄
And they caused a turmoil in the city
哇他们就在那里要把保罗把他除掉
and they try to remove the kill Paul
幸好那个千夫长救了他
and, but we thank the Lord because the official saved him
所以到了22章
and as we come to the chapter 22
当彼得保罗站起来讲话的时候
when Paul stood up and shared
对保罗也聪明他用希伯来话
and Paul was very smart and he spoke in Hebrews
他知道那个时候如果讲希腊话那他活不了
and because he knew that if he were to speak in Greek he could not survive
他这一讲希伯来话
and when he spoke in Hebrew
所有的犹太人都安静了
and that quieted down all the Jews
然后他就在那里很刚强的站住为主所托付他的做见证
and he stood there and he testified what has been entrusted to him by the Lord
最后他的话非常的刚强
and in the end his word was very strong
他说主告诉我说你远远的离开犹太人吧
and the Lord told me that you should leave the Jews
哇这下犹太人不得了了又起哄了
and at that time the Jews couldn't take it and they start to have another turmoil
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters
我读这些话我里面是很有感觉的
as I read these words I had this deep feeling toward it
今天我们同样的生活在一种看不见的传统的一种影响的底下。
Now we are living under this invisible influence of a tradition.
到底这个势力有多大？
How great this influence is.
是你我难以想象。
That is beyond our imagination.
我们求主让我们谦卑。
So we ask the Lord to make us humble.
没有一个人可以讲自己永不失败。
And no one can say, you will never fail.
没有一个人敢讲说在这个情况底下我是绝对站住。
No one can say, under such a circumstances, I can stand.
我有的时候心里有很难过。
And sometimes I was very grieved.
我童年的许许多多的同伴们。
And the companions are my peers.
早年我们一同服侍主。
As we served the Lord together in my early years.
看见光景多么美好。
And they had such a great condition.
但是四十多年过来。
But more than 40 decades passed.
许多人纷纷的妥协。
And many of them are compromised.
纷纷的倒闭。
And they just fell.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们需要主的怜悯。
We need the Lord's mercy of the Lord.
所以我们看见这一个传统。
Now we can see this tradition.
这个另一个福音所带来的犹太人的传统。
And that has been brought by the another gospel.
在加拉太第一个所带给他们的就是让他们失去自由。
And the first thing they have brought to the Galatians is to make them lose their freedom.
仰望那位全能的主。
We look upon the Almighty Lord.
能够保守我们永不失脚。
To keep us not to fall.
在他来的日子。
And before he returns.
我们能站立在他的跟前。
We can stand before him.
所以没有一个人可以夸口。
So no one can boast.
那么在第三章第一节那里告诉我们。
And in chapter 3, verse 1, it tells us.
第二件事情他说呢基督的十字架已经活化在你们眼前。
And he said that the Jesus Christ, the cross of Christ has been publicly displayed before.
谁是你们变得迷惑的呢?
And who has made you foolish?
那意思说呢本来是很清楚的。
And he said that because it is very clearly, supposedly.
结果呢就变得糊涂起来了。
Now you have been bewitched.
所以犹太教在同一个世纪影响神的百姓。
Therefore, Judaism had this great influence on the people of God.
那个东西是不能碰的。
You cannot touch that.
你一碰你就糊涂。
If you touch that, you will become confused.
你看今天我们在地上也是一样。
And that is also true for us on earth.
千年教会的历史。
For 2000 years of church history.
很多基督教的传统。
Many Christians traditions.
谁一碰谁就糊涂。
If you touch them, any of them, then you will become confused.
清清楚楚的。
It was clear.
就一碰了就糊里糊涂的。
Then if you touch any of them, you become confused. Then you cannot speak it as clearly.
多么可怕的东西。
You know, it's such a terrible thing.
为什么当初保罗的里面这么的激愤？
Why Paul was such enraged in his heart?
让他看见这件事情的严肃。
Because God, the Lord allowed him to see the seriousness of this matter.
所以我鼓励很多青年的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, I have encouraged many young brothers.
你好好的花时间在圣经上。
You need to spend a lot of time on the Bible.
这个基督教里面这五花八门的东西啊，你最好少知道。
And all the variety things in the Christianity is a please do not pay attention to any of them.
你以为从里面得到的很多知识。
You thought you have gained a lot of knowledge from them.
我给你保证，你一碰你就糊涂了。
But I can assure you, if you touch any of them, you will become confused. You're going to be confused.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so, dear brothers and sisters,
这个传统何等的可怕。
And the tradition is such a terrible thing.
我们自以为自己有办法,自以为不受影响,可能吗?
Is it possible for you not to be influenced by it?
仰望主的怜悯。
We look upon the mercy of the Lord.
因为这时间缘故我要快快讲啊。
In the interest of time, I need to proceed.
那么第三个难处。
The third difficulty.
那就是说呢他们本来靠圣灵入门现在要靠肉体成全。
And now they have been led by the Holy Spirit, and now they would like to perfect it by their flesh.
是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
我们知道你跟随圣灵你的侍奉生活都是活的。
And we know that if you are to follow the Holy Spirit, then your life and also your service are living.
你跟随肉体，跟随这些规条规矩，你就变死的。
If you are to follow your flesh and the regulations, then you will become dead.
你知道这个传统就是把活的变成死的。
And this tradition is to turn something living into dead.
今天你在地上，你如果仔细的注意一下，你看整个基督教里面的光景，这种现象是很多的。
For the condition of this world, if you pay attention to Christianity, so you can see the similar phenomena everywhere in Christianity.
我们是都从圣灵入门的。
And we have been led by the Holy Spirit.
因为我们都是从圣灵重生的。
Because we have been born by the Holy Spirit.
这个基本的福音是没有问题的。
And there's no question about the basic gospel.
但是当我们一入门 门之后呢，就开始用肉体了。
But after we enter in, we try to use our flesh.
受到这个传统背景的这个影响。
And we'll be influenced by the tradition.
所以呢，保罗看见这个犹太教的遗传一进到加拉太聚会里面。
Therefore, Paul saw that once the Judaism tradition entered into the churches in Galatia,
他们就不多跟随圣灵了。
And they start following the Holy Spirit.
他就跟随自己的肉体。
They follow their own flesh.
啊，天天怎么想怎么做的。
And they will think what to do, and they will do accordingly.
所以你知道，有的时候啊，我们侍奉主的人实在需要被主提醒。
And you know, as a servant of God, we need to be reminded.
有时候在家里面时间太多啊。
And So for the time we are home, we have a lot of time.
会东想西想。
And you will have a lot of thought.
你知道今天基督教里面为什么这么多花样吗？
And you know why there are so many activities or programs in Christianity.
是那些传道人没事坐家里喝茶就在那胡思乱想。
Because for those preachers, they have nothing to do at home. They were drinking teas and they have a lot of thoughts going on.
就想办法呢，怎么把这个聚会弄活一点呢？怎么样弄这个活动啊？怎么样大家就搞这个东西去了。
And they try to make a lot of ways try to make their meetings more lively and so they create a lot of activities. And you know that the people in Christianity, they like this. How much do we need the salvation of the Lord?
每时每刻跟随着圣灵。
Moment by moment, we need to follow the Holy Spirit.
任何一个时候你离开了圣灵,
and at the moment that you depart from the Holy Spirit, if you live in your flesh,
你就把一个活的侍奉变成死的了。
Then you will turn the living ministry into something dead.
保罗就告诉我们,
and Paul tells us,
在加拉太书, 你这样, 你结不出属灵的果子。
And if you are to walk such a way, then you cannot produce any spiritual fruit.
因为结不出属灵的果子。
Because you cannot produce any spiritual fruit.
我们只好用人的道德来代替。
Then you would like to replace that with a human morals.
刚才在教会里面听见一些弟兄姊妹说, 哦, 你看那个姊妹多温柔, 我一看呢, 天然温柔。
And oftentimes we will say that, oh, so-and-so sister is so gentle, but actually that is a natural gentleness.
你看那个人多谦卑啊。
And you can see that that person is so humble.
我一看他本来就有点谦卑。
I saw that naturally that person is a little bit humble.
我们就把这个当作是主的生命的表现啊。
And we consider that as the expression of the life of the Lord.
这是多么大的错误啊。
And it is such a great error.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters.
这个对教会来讲是严重的一件事情。
And it is a serious matter to the church.
那么另外一个点。
Another point.
保罗对加拉太弟兄姊妹说，你们向来跑得好。
And Paul said that to the Galatians, you have run well.
是谁拦阻了你们?
And who has hindered you?
当初保罗把纯正的福音传到他们中间。
When Paul preached the sound gospel among them.
哇，他们跑得非常好啊。
And they have run well.
哎，结果呢，犹太教的传统一进来了。
Now the Judaism and the tradition have come in.
你看就跑不好了。
And they have not run well.
什么叫跑不好的呢?
What does that mean?
一方面呢，这个乱跑。
They run randomly.
Okay. 另外一面来讲，那个路也跑错了。
They have run in the wrong way.
因为人把你引到别的路上去了。
Because you have been guided into a wrong path.
看见多少的弟兄姊妹啊。
Okay, see so many brothers and sisters.
刚刚开头蒙恩得救的时候，那个爱主很单纯的。
And when they first believe in the Lord, they have this simplicity before the Lord.
我加上了最终那派的这些影响一进来，你看见跑起来就奇奇怪怪的。
And as they have been influenced by this denomination, and that's the fact that they have run in such a strange way.
忽略，不能轻看这个传统的势力到底有多大。
We cannot look lightly the influence of a tradition.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
请我们记得。
Please remember this.
传统叫人跑不好路。
And the traditions will make you run, will not make you run well.
不管它是坏的传统，好的传统。
No matter it's a good or bad tradition.
反正都是传统。
They are tradition.
跟启示是相对的。
And they are against revelation.
啊，保罗心里面为加拉太弟兄姊妹实在是很忧伤。
And Paul was very grieved and for the Galatians.
并且他对他们说，你们受了这么多的苦，这个苦难道是突然的吗？
And Paul said to them, you have suffered much. Are you suffering in vain?
所以我们知道基督徒受苦不一定都有益啊。
And therefore we know that for Christians, when we suffer, it doesn't mean that they will produce anything beneficial.
你受苦那个苦苦的不对也不行。
And if you suffer, And you suffer it wrongly, and that won't work.
这是真的。
And that's true too.
因为保罗说你们受那么多苦，突然受苦。
And because Paul said that you have suffered much, but have you suffered in vain?
我们的神爱我们，他是舍不得我们受苦的。
And our God loves us, and he doesn't want us to suffer.
他如果要我们受苦，定会是有益处的。
And he wants us to suffer, our suffering has a purpose.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and
sisters, 我们看见因着这一个另一个福音的进来。
We can see that because the coming of another gospel.
破坏了纯正福音的真道真理。
And that has destroyed the truth of the sound gospel.
叫神的救恩的结果在人身上落空了。
Therefore, has frustrated the fruit of God's gospel.
那我们应该改变成为基督的形象。
And we ought to be transformed into the likeness image of the Lord.
结果呢，保罗还要为他们再受生产之苦。
And as a result, Paul has to go through another pain of go through a travail.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So therefore, brothers and sisters.
你仔细地读加拉太书。
As you read the book carefully.
你又看见。这另一个福音犹太人的这个遗传这个传统对教会对加拉太弟兄姊妹影响是多么的厉害。
Then you can see that this is another gospel, the tradition of Judaism has caused such an influence to the Galatians, but also to the church.
难怪保罗的内心激愤。
No wonder Paul was enraged in his heart. We thank the Lord.
保罗不是光有负面的感觉。
And Paul didn't just have this negative feelings.
不是整天责备他们，你这个不对，那个不对，不是。
He didn't just chastise them. You did this wrong. You did that wrong.
保罗告诉他们说，这个对的你们要走。
And Paul said that you need to walk in the right.
所以呢，在加拉太书里面
，Therefore in the book of Galatians，
这个纯正福音的四个基石
，the four foundation stones of the sound gospel。Are very important.
它好像人盖房子一样的，有四个基石啊。
And it's like you are to build a house, you have these four foundation stones.
那么让整个房子能够被建立起来。
So that the entire house can be built.、嗯、
那么这四个基石里面，头一个就是启示。
And among these four, the first one is revelation.
的确，这个启示呢。也是基督徒蒙恩之后呢第一步重要的经历。
And the revelation actually is the first important experience for Christians after he believes.
我们知道保罗的经历相当标准。
And we know that Paul's experience is very standard.
保罗在大马士路上遇见主。
And Paul met the Lord on his way to Damascus.
他第一个重要的经历就是眼睛开了。
And the first experience he had was his eyes were opened.
眼睛上的鳞片掉下来了。
And the scales on his eyes fell off.
所以这个启示是我们基督徒的第一步重要。
Therefore, revelation is a first important experience for Christians.
意思是说，你没有启示，你瞎着眼睛，你什么也做的不对，对吧
？If you don't have a revelation, then you are blind. Whatever you do,
你怎么会做对呢
？If you cannot see, how can you do things right?
所以，弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们眼睛已经开了。
Our eyes has been opened.
你已经认识主耶稣是救主了。
You have seen the Lord as a savior.
但是你还开得大一点。
But your eyes need to be opened wider.
开得亮一点。
And to have a more light.
更清楚一点。
To see it more clear.
因为你不是光得救而已。
Because you are not just merely saved.
因为你下面还有很长的路要走。
Because you still have a long way to go.
要侍奉神的。
You still need to serve the Lord.
你还要追求主的。
You need to pursue the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So therefore, brothers and sisters.
这里有四件事情。
There are four things here.
启示呢是第一个重要的根基。
And the revelation is the first important foundation.
所以保罗讲是父乐意将他儿子启示在我心里。
Therefore, Paul said that it is a father's pleasure to reveal his own son in us.
基督是宝贵的。
And the Christ is precious.
但是你需要看见。
But you need to see it.
如果你没看见，你怎么知道他宝贵呢
？If you don't see him, how can you know he's precious?
保罗在大马士路上眼睛一开，哇，不得了，基督。何其宝贵
Paul, when he was on his way to Damascus, his eyes were open, and then, wow, he saw that how precious the Christ was.
所以你看到他写腓立比书的时候
So you can see when he wrote the book of Philippians.
哇，他说为要得作基督啊，看万事如同粪土。
And he considered all things rubbish in order to gain Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个话不能随便乱用啊。
So brothers and sisters, we do not just arbitrarily use this word.
我们很多基督徒冲动的时候就祷告，主啊，我为你看万事如粪土。
And sometimes when we get excited, we will pray, Lord, I would like to consider all things as rubbish for you.
眼睛一张开就开始抓粪土。
And when we open our eyes, we start to grab this rubbish.
你要像保罗那样看见，你才能说这个话。
And you need to be like Paul. When you see, then you can say such a thing.
你如果没看见，你千万别用这个话。
And if you have not seen such, have you not seen, then you don't say the word like that.
你看见保罗，你认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
And Paul saw our Lord Jesus Christ as a treasure.
他因着看见，他不仅知道基督在里面，像我们弟兄讲的呀，他要怎么样呢？要把基督活出来。
And just as our brother shared, not only has him seen Christ, but he would like to live out Christ.
他要努力的追求。
He would like to pursue.
追求到一个地步啊。
And he would like to pursue to the point.
基督的形象在他里面越来越清楚。
And the image of Christ will become clearer, clearer in him.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？基督的形象如果在你里面清楚，你的生活就清清楚楚的。
But and sister, do you know this? If the image of Christ is clear in you, then your life will have a lot of clarity.
今天呢，我们基督徒的生活过得个不清不楚啊。
And in our Christian living, a lot of times we don't have a lot of clarity.
因为你基督的形象不清楚嘛。
And because you do not have a clear image of Christ.
所以你看见有些多年跟随主的圣徒们。
And then you can see some saints who have followed the Lord for many years.
他们一举一动都叫你能感觉基督。
And then their act, their words, they can make you feel Christ.
我们呢是道理上讲基督。
And for us, we talk about Christ in doctrine.
一活出来什么都不像。
And but in your life, it does not like anything.
基督的形象在你里面不清楚。
Because the image of Christ is not clear in you.
不是在乎你外表表现多热忱的。
And so therefore, it's not a matter of how zeal you show.
不是说你下多大的决心，你做多少事情不在乎。
Or what kind of determination you have, you would like to do something for the Lord.
这个有没有啊？一伸手就表现出来了。
And whether you have it or not, you will show it when you stretch your hand.
我有一次碰见一个美国弟兄啊。
And one time, I met an American brother.
他说呢，我们有时候不仅从年长的弟兄啊得到他话语的帮助。
And he said that not only could we receive help from the word of an elderly brother.
他说有时候呢，我们跟他们一起出去做工。
And sometimes when we went out and work with the elderly brother,
他就告诉我。
And he told me,
他说他生活上的表现比他话语给我的影响更大。
And he said that the way he lived his life gave me more help than his words.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters.
眼睛得开
we, our eyes need to be open
主的宝贵
to see the preciousness of the Lord
跟随主是需要付代价的
but then sister you need to pay the price to follow the Lord
不是多得这个道理会说你就是了不是的
you don't just gain this knowledge and you can preach about it then you are it
所以我常常被提醒
and so oftentimes I'm been reminded
不在乎你所说的在乎你所行的
and the Lord says that it doesn't matter what you say but it does matter how you conduct yourself
你讲了半天
You have talked much
主说你起来走走看
And the Lord said rise up and walk
一走就不像样
And when you walk you are not like that at all
我们常常情形都是这样
And it is our condition
弟兄姊妹我们需要开启
But it says we need to be open up
需要知道基督的宝贵
We need to see the preciousness of Christ
并且到一个地步保罗看见今天整个宇宙中整个人类社会里整个教会里面所有圣徒一切的问题都能从基督得解答。
And to the point that we need to see that in the entire universe, in the entire world, and also among all the saints, all the issues can be resolved and gain solution from Christ.
所以他十三封书信
，Therefore in his 13 epistles,
偏偏书信所有教会的问题都是用基督来回答的。
And for each and every one of them, he used Christ as a solution to all the issues.
我们是用什么回答的
？And what is our answer to all this?
我们用我们的智慧，用我们的经验，对不对
？And we use our wisdom, we use our experience.
我们常常讲自己啊。
Often times we talk about ourselves.
我们也没什么好看的。
And actually, we have nothing good to look at.
天天要看我们，越看越糟糕的。
And then we ask others to look at ourselves and.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要主的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, we do need the grace of the Lord.
所以保罗说, 我活着就是基督。
Therefore, Paul says that for me to live is Christ, and to die is to gain.
他一生最大的盼望就是盼望人从他身上看见基督。
And the greatest hope he had was for people to see Christ in him.
愿主把这个心愿加在我们的里面。
May the Lord give us this desire.
最近常常听见弟兄姊妹祷告。
And oftentimes, recently we have heard brothers and sisters' prayers.
求你使教会装饰整齐, 怎么个装饰整齐?
And Lord, please prepare your church and adorn your church. How will you adorn the church? What is to adorn the church? That is to say that to express Christ to you. So that people can see Christ in the church. Don't bring anything other than Christ into the church. So dear brothers and sisters, and then that is a bride, because they are not a bride of the groom.
弟兄姊妹们,
and so, dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们要更多认识基督,
today we need to know Christ more.
我们需要启示,
we need revelation.
这个道理没有办法把主讲清楚,
and the doctrine cannot explain the Lord well.
需要你里面的眼睛开启,都看见。
Your eyes need to be open.
我们弟兄们讲到十字架,
our brother also talk about the cross.
哇，这是多么宝贵的一件事情！
And it is such a precious thing.
我们的弟兄们告诉我们,
and our brother told us,
我们要知道十字架的救赎,
and we need to know the redemption of the cross.
我们要交通于主的十字架,
we also need to have a fellowship of the cross.
这一切都需要启示,
and all these require revelation.
不是你听见了, 你回去了就能做到,
it is not something you have heard and you can do it.
你要蒙拯救,
you need to be saved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
and dear brothers and sisters,
主耶稣钉十字架,
the Lord was crucified,
不仅摧毁仇敌的权势,
not only has he destroy the power of the enemy. Not only has he accomplished the salvation to bring us back. We know that there's another important step for the cross. And that is to deal with this corrupt eye.
我们不要觉得别人有麻烦,
don't ever think that the issues are others.
我们必须看见我们这个人才是最麻烦,
and we have to see that we ourselves is
the problem.
What is the method to deal with this eye? And the cross is the only way.
所以主说,
therefore the Lord said that you need to take up your cross and follow me.
解了解释了一些,
and our brother also explained on that.
说什么呢?
And what
he
said,
背起十字架跟从主呢?
And what is the meaning of take your cross and follow me?
就是舍弃你的魂生命。
And that is to deny your soulish life.
所以呢,这个十字架是对付人的魂的。
Therefore, we can see that the cross is to deal with a man's soul.
而我们今天最大的难处就是我们里面的魂。
And the biggest problems we have is our soul.
我们中国人呢,有时候那个做父母的骂小孩啊,
and for Chinese, sometimes as parents, we scold our kids.
常常喜欢用说,你真的好混啊! 是那个三点水一个君子那个混啊。 很乱,乱七八糟。
Okay, okay.
其实呢,
you are so chaotic.
那个混就是从这个混来的。 你知道吧, 你这混里面再混了,就是他就混了。
You are so confused in your soul.
他跟你讲。
Huh?
Murky.
Murky. Okay. Okay. You have such a murky soul.
听英文的人听懂了吗? 所以这是对付我们魂最有力的工具。
And the cross is the deadly weapons to deal with our soul.
所以保罗说,我看见我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And Paul said, we have been crucified with Christ.
哇,那个才值得你哈利路亚。
And that will bring you hallelujah.
我们常常哈利路亚,哈利路亚,我都不知道在喊什么了。
A lot of times we say, hallelujah, hallelujah, we don't know what we're hallelujah.
你与基督同钉十字架,你是哈利路亚呢。
If you can see you have been crucified with Christ, then you should say hallelujah.
我这个败坏的人是难办的,没有人能办得了我,十字架可以。
And I am such a difficult person, nobody can deal with me, but the cross can.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so therefore, brothers and sisters,
加拉太书里面,
and in the book of Galatians,
保罗不仅讲到十字架对付了这个我,
and Paul has not only mentioned that the cross is to deal with 爱。
十字架也对付了世界。
And the cross has dealt with the world.
弟兄姊妹知道什么是世界吗？
But then, sister, do you know what the world is?
我想我们只会享受世界，不懂得什么叫世界。
And probably a lot of times we enjoy the world and we do not know what the world is.
希伯来书里面告诉我。
So in the book of Hebrews, it tells us.
今天的世界是按照肉体的条例被建造起来的。
And today's world has been established according to the regulation of the flesh.
哦，难怪弟兄姊妹很喜欢去逛 mall.
And then no wonder, brother and sister, you would like to do a mall shopping.
啊，一进到 mall 里面，我看个个都笑脸，哎，开心的不得了。
And when you get into the mall, everybody would be so happy and excited.
对吧？摸到肉体了
，because your flesh has been touched。
我们的肉体喜欢这个东西的
，because our flesh like this。
当然，这只是世界的很小的一部分。
Of course, this is just a small part of the world。
世界中吸引我们东西太多了。
Yes, many other things are
attracted to us。每样东西都吸引着我们。
Every one of them attracted us。
所以我们基督徒啊，跟随主啊，这个世界成了一个大仇敌。
And as we follow us as Christians, the world has become a great enemy.
不爱世界很难啊。
It's very hard for you not to love the world.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为说不爱世界很容易。
And brothers, don't ever think that it's easy for you not to love the world.
我们有时候我们穿简单一点，穿朴素一点，就是不爱世界。
And sometimes we just dress ourselves simply, then that's a way to show that we are not loving the world.
但有的时候穿朴素一点，穿简单一点，是另外一个世界。
And sometimes we put on this simple clothing, but actually we are in another world.
弟兄姊妹。懂得这个世界是什么东西
Brother sister, you need to understand what this world is.
这个世界是按照肉体的条例被建起来
Because this world has been established according to the regulation of the flesh.
只有十字架能对付它
And only the cross can deal with it.
你看主把十字架给我们多么的宝贵啊
And so we can see that it's such a precious thing for the Lord to give us the cross. Now you have this experience of the cross.
你看万事如同粪土
Then you will consider all things as rubbish.
你才会不爱世界
Then you will not love the world.
今天叫我们这些人不爱世界很难啊
And now for people like us,It's very hard for us not to love the world.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说你们了。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not talking about you.
我的肉体也很爱世界。
And my flesh loves the world too.
哎，有时候一进到那些什么餐馆进去，哎呦，这个里面开心啊。
Sometimes when I step into a restaurant, when I look at the food, I was very excited.
我一听，哦，原来我里面有肉体啊。
And suddenly I realized, oh, I have a flesh.
我的肉体还蛮喜欢这个东西的。
And my flesh loves this very much.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So, dear brothers and sisters.
我们要胜过这些。
We need to overcome this.
所以保罗看见旧的世界而论，我被钉在十字架上。
It's not easy. Therefore, Paul said that according to the world has been crucified on the cross.
就着我来讲，世界被钉在十字架。
And according to me, the world has been crucified on the cross.
我们懂这个话吗
？Do we understand the world?
奇妙的话，你知道吗
？And it's such a wonderful word.
但是这是十字架的一个经历。
And yet that is the experience of the cross.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore, brothers and sisters.
保罗在加拉太书里面告诉我们
And Paul says in the book of Galatians
需要开眼睛看见
And the way our eyes need to be opened in order to see it
越看见十架的宝贵
The more we can see the preciousness of the cross
就越愿意走十架的道路
The more we are willing to walk on the way of the cross
就愿意更多有十架的经历
The more we would like to have the experience of the cross
如果眼睛没有开
If our eyes has not been opened
我们只有糊里糊涂的
Then we will be in much of the confusion、
所以你知道这个传统啊是叫人糊涂的。
And we know that tradition will cause you confused.
他们你这些无知的加拉太人真的是。
And he said that you ignorant
弟兄姊妹们活在传统里面都是无知的。愚昧的你知道吧
And then you are foolish Galatians If you are in tradition Then you are foolish
我们不知道主的救恩有多么的宝贵
Because we don't know the preciousness of the Lord's salvation
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
是保罗也讲这个十字架有讨厌的地方
And Paul said that there's something unpleasant offensive that the cross could be offensive
我们弟兄有解释过这个
Our brother explained on this.
讨厌什么？你一讲十字架，人家都不喜欢你。
And when you talk about the cross, and the people don't like you.
这个是其中的一方面意思。
And there's one aspect of the meaning.
还有一件事情啊。
There's another thing.
我告诉你们。
I tell you about.
我们整个的肉体啊，都觉得十字架很麻烦。
And for us, the entire flesh.And feel like the cross is very troublesome.
因为你想这样做，碰到十字架就不能做了。
Because you would like to do this, but when you encounter the cross, you you cannot do it.
哇，我们从年轻的时候蒙恩得救啊。
And when we are saved from our youth.
啊，有的时候说一句话里面也不安了。
And when we say something, we feel this uneasiness in us. When we do something, we don't feel comfortable about
it. 你的生活中啊，到处都是十字架的嘛。
And then you can see that there's a crosses all over in your life.
真的是不方便。
And that is a very inconvenient.
所以保罗也讲，这个十字架叫你肉体不方便。
And therefore, Paul said that the cross will cause inconvenience to your flesh.
我们活在肉体中呢，已经活得非常自然了。
And yet for us who live in the flesh, we are very comfortable with.
哎，叫我们不这样活，真的是很难了，对不对？
It's very hard for us not to live in the flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们需要认识十字架的宝贵。
And we need to see the preciousness of the cross.
保罗甚至这样讲。
Paul even says this.
有很多人为什么弃绝十字架呢？
Why so many people rejected the cross?
我们知道今天在基督教里面呢，
And we know that in Christianity,
有人提倡所谓的二元论。
And some people mention that dualism.
这个二元论，改革中的二元论
，and the
reformation 的
，yeah, reform the reform the reform sect of the dualism
啊，这个二元论呢，就是说灵魂不分家
，and for dualism in dualism that means that there is no separation between the spirit and the soul，
所以这个魂都不需要受对付
，therefore the soul needs not to be dealt with，
所以他们侍奉主到处可以贴自己的照片。
And therefore, as they serve the Lord, they can post their photos everywhere.
要表现自己的才干。
To express their abilities.
表现自己的智慧。
Express their wisdom.
弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters.
认真的来讲。
And strictly speaking.
那等于弃绝十字架。
That is to say that rejecting the cross.
所以他们不要谈十字架。
Therefore, they don't want to talk about the cross.
我们讲什么十字架，什么破碎啊，剥夺啊，这听着都刺耳。
And as we are talking about the cross, to break and to strip off, and it's something they couldn't take.
弟兄姊妹们，今天很多年轻人喜欢这个东西。
And brothers and sisters, many young people like this.
所以今天整个基督教。
And therefore, for the entire Christianity.
被这个人文主义全部占据。
Has been controlled by humanism.
啊，所以你看见好多的人的智慧、人的才干、人的这些说法，通通出现。
Then you can see that there's a lot of man's wisdom and man's talents and also man's sayings.
这保罗就讲了。
And therefore, Paul says.
他说呢，有的人不肯背十字架，因为什么呢？贪图这个体面。
And he said that some people is not willing to take the cross because they care for their reputation.
啊，他们呢注重外貌体面。
And they care for the appearance and also the reputation.
十字架是叫人不体面。
And the cross will make you lose your reputation.
你看我们的主耶稣钉十字架的时候。
And when our Lord was crucified.
那个体面吗？
Is that something reputable?
体面。
Not at all.
哎呀，头上戴着荆棘的冠冕，脸上戴着唾沫，浑身都是伤痕。
And then he has this crown of thorn on his head, and then also has a spit on his
spittle on his face. 光着挂在十字架上。
And he was stripped naked, nailed on the cross.
我们亲爱的主。
Our dear Lord.
爱父亲。
And he loved the Father.
爱我们。
He also loved us.
上了十字架。
He went on to the cross.
你需要常常把这幅图画摆在眼前。
You need to put these pictures often in front of you.
如果你老顾你自己的体面，顾你，我们中国人讲爱面子，你老爱你的面子，你就看看这个吧。
If you only care for your reputation, or Chinese saying that you only care for your face, you need to look at this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们做很多的事情呢。
And oftentimes we do things.
我们都喜欢把它弄得个风风光光的。我们尤其我们中国人。
And we need to make it something that is a
很有面子啊、哎！这个做这个事情很有面子。
Elaborate, make things elaborate as to.
你有了面子了，弟兄姊妹，十字架就没有了。
And if you want to save your face, then you lose the cross.
所以求主怜悯我们。
And so have the Lord have mercy.
有很多人哎觉得这些讲法不错，我们只要行割礼了，那么呢，这个面子顾的不需要背十字架。
And so for Galatians, they feel like, oh wow, this thing is pretty good. As long as we are circumcised, then our reputation has been kept, and we don't need to take the cross. May the Lord have mercy on us.
我讲一件实际的经历啊。
And I would like to talk about some real experience.
我有一次到一个地方去服侍。
And I went to a place to serve one time.
那个地方聚会人不多了，大概三十个人。
And that was not a big assembly, only about 30 or 40 people there.
那里这个负责弟兄跑来跟我讲。
So that responsible came up to me and said,
他孙弟兄啊，你不要看这些人呢、啊，他们很多都退休了，他们从前呢都是什么医生啊、教授啊，还有什么科学家。
Okay, so the responsible brother told me that, don't look lightly on these people. They are retirees. They were professors, they were medical doctors, they were scientists.
他们都非常骄傲的。
And they were very proud.
他先提醒我。
And so he reminded me on that.
然后到了聚会的那天呢。
So as came to the day of a meeting.
哎呀，我们那个弟兄啊，很特别，他介绍我。
And so that responsible brother introduced me.
他不知道哪里、啊、弄了我两本书、啊。
And I don't know where he found these two books of mine.
他还找了两本特别厚的。
And he found two thicker ones.
因为他怕我受委屈。
And he felt like I've been looked down upon.
他说今天我们来的弟兄就是这两本书的作者。
And he said that the speaker is the author of these two books.
哎呀，搞得我真的是很不好意思。
And made me feel embarrassed.
本来我写这些书呢，这些弟兄姊妹帮我编的书啊，是为着和弟兄姊妹有交通的。
And the reason that these books were compiled was to for the fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
我做梦还没想到这两本书还有这个功效。
That was out of my expectation that there is an additional effect of from those two books.
果然呢，散了会之后啊。
So after the dismissing, after meeting was dismissed.
哇，这些大博士啊，什么大的什么教授。跑到跟前来得很谦卑。
So these are big professors and scientists came to me and was very humble.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And dear brothers and sisters.
我常常感觉我们很羞耻。
Oftentimes I feel like we are ashamed.
我们活在今天这个时代里。
We are in the time today.
你看多少的聚会。
And you can see so many assemblies.
都在高举人。
They are to exalt men.
喜欢把人的名声抬起来。
They would like to live out the reputation of men.
今天在教会里面。
And today in the church.
很多时候我们也喜欢这些东西。
A lot of times we also like things.
我们世界上没什么。
And we are nothing in the world.
如果今天的介绍说啊，我们的弟兄啊，是这个夫妇问题专家。
So if we are being introduced as an expert of a husband and wife.
这个家庭问题专家。
And there is an expert of family issues.
那么是儿童专家、少年专家。
He is an expert of children problems and an expert of the youth.
弟兄姊妹，教会不需要专家。
And brothers and sisters, the church does not need any experts.
我们需要主的怜悯。
We need the mercy of the Lord.
如果我们爱这个面子。
If we care for our face.
我们爱这种风光。
If we like that kind of reputation,
就不是一个被十字架跟从主的人。
Then you are not a person who carry your cross and follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
这样做对你个人带来极大的亏损。
That will cause a great loss to you.
因为有一天你要来到审判台前。
Because one day you will come to the judgment seat.
我们必须要看我们最终的结局的情况是怎样。
And we need to look upon our end.
我们晓得只有十字架能够压制我们的魂。
We know that only the cross can suppress our soul.
叫我不至于发挥。
So that this I will not be developed.
实在需要主的恩典。
We really need the grace of the Lord.
对不起，时间都给我讲完了。我们看最后一个点。
And let's look at the last point.
我弟兄讲到圣灵。
Our brother talk about the Holy Spirit.
这也是非常重要的。
And this is a very important thing.
基督徒要跟随圣灵。
For Christians, we need to follow the Holy Spirit.
需要看见。
We need to see.
你看见圣灵带领的宝贵。
You will see the preciousness of the leading of the Holy Spirit.
你才会真正的跟随圣灵。
Then you will know how to follow the Spirit.
我曾经在西雅图跟弟兄姊妹们说过。
In Seattle, I have a fellowship with brothers and sisters.
什么叫做属灵的生活啊？
What is a spiritual living?
是跟随圣灵的生活才叫属灵生活。
It is a life that follows the Holy Spirit.
除此之外，你那个生活在神眼中看不是属灵生活。
Other than that, there is no spiritual living in the eyes of God.
什么叫做侍奉啊？属灵的侍奉啊
？What is spiritual service?
是跟随圣灵的侍奉才是属灵的侍奉。
That is service of following the Holy Spirit.
我们弟兄讲到保罗的经历。
Our brother talk about Paul's experience.
看见那个地方有工作做就去，结果圣灵禁止了。
And Paul saw there's a chance for work and he went.
他往那边去，耶稣的灵又不许了。
And the Holy Spirit denied and he wanted to go to another place and the Holy Spirit said no. And so he
was
at that.
圣灵带领中的服事。那个在主的眼中才有价值。
Only the service led by the Holy Spirit will count in the eyes of God.
所以侍奉主的人常常需要侍立在主跟前。
Therefore, for the servants of the Lord, we need to stand before the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
圣灵的引导是何等的重要。
And the leading of the Holy Spirit is so important.
今天主连续我们。
The Lord have mercy on us.
而且圣灵住在我们的里面。
To send the Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
我们需要跟随圣灵。
We need to follow the Spirit.
所以这一次感谢主把我们带到加拉太书这卷书的里面。
So this time when we thank the Lord for bringing us to the book of Galatians.
时候已经到末了。
Time has come to its end.
地上的教会非常的混乱。
The churches on earth has become very chaotic.
我们深深的感觉那另一个福音的灵啊运行在整个教会的里面。
We truly feel like the moving of the spirit of another gospel in the churches. 基督
教传统的那个势力变成非常大的一个压力。
And the traditional influence of the Christianity has become a great power.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
路摆在我们的跟前。
The Lord has set the way in front of us.
纯正福音的四个基石。
He has allowed us to see the four foundation stones of the sound gospel.
这是我们生活侍奉的一个准则。
And that will be the standard and the principle for our living and our service.
请我们记得一个也不能少。
Please remember this, you cannot go without any of them.
必须循着这个跟随主。
You have to follow the Lord according to this.
这个能救我们脱离传统的错误。
That will save us from the errors of a tradition.
叫我们能合乎福音的真理。
So that we can be in accordance with the truth of the gospel.
只有这个能使我们达到神的目的。
And only this will allow us to reach the goal of God.
在一片搅扰的环境里面。
So in all the disturbances.
能为主做美好的见证。
And we can be the good testimony of the Lord.
我们盼望真理的圣灵
，and we hope that the Spirit of Truth
引我们进入这些话语的实际
，and lead us into the reality of these words。
我再说
，I say it again，
弟兄姊妹，我们来到一个非常紧迫的时代
，we have come to a very urgent time。
的确，主回来的日子就在迫在眼前。
Because the return of the Lord is very imminent.
主把我们留在地上。
The Lord has left us on earth.
意思主还给我们这个机会。
That means the Lord has still is given to us.
只要一天都是机会。
If as long as we have one day, it's an opportunity.
求主让我们能按照他的话活在他的跟前。
And pray that we can live before Him according to His words.
也许有一天。主回来的时候
Maybe one day when the Lord returns,
你会有一个意想不到的惊喜
And you will have this pleasant surprise
神在创世以来所预备那个荣耀的大日
And the great glorious day the Lord has prepared from the foundation of the world
千千万万的圣徒就包括你在内带到他的宝座跟前
The Lord will bring thousands and thousands of saints including you before His throne
愿这个成为我们里面深处的爱慕。
And I pray that I will become the deepest longing in our hearts.
如果这一次特会过去了。
And when the conference passes.
我们觉得道理完了。
And I feel like, oh, that is the end of the doctrine.
我们在仰望下一次的特会。
And we are looking toward the next conference.
弟兄姊妹，你我就成了愚昧人。
Brothers and sisters, then we have become foolish.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and a word of prayer.
主我们实在需要你的怜悯
Lord we really need your mercies
我们知道是你的恩典把我们带到这个聚会里面
We know it is your grace that we have been brought to this conference
也是圣灵指引我们这次来看加拉太书
It is the Holy Spirit leading us to look at the book of Galatians
我们真的感觉这卷书在这个时候对我们是何等的重要
And we truly feel that this book is so important for us at this time
仇敌的权势在地上
To the power of the enemy on earth
特别在你的教会中
Especially in your church
好像建立了一个非常坚固的传统
Seems as established a very strong tradition
主啊你知道我们是软弱的人
Lord you know that we are weak people
我们在这样的光景中我们是无力抗拒的
In such a condition we have no power to resist
但是你是我们的主
But you are our Lord
你能够引导我们
You can lead us.
求你按照你话语的原则带领我们
May you lead us according to the principle of your words.
让我们在今天 这个极大风暴的时代
，and even today in such a stormy time，
因着你话语的亮光
，because of the light of your words，
能够平安的度过
，and we can have a safe journey，
并且能有好的光景迎接你的再来
，and also we could have a good condition to welcome your return，
让福音的真理仍旧存在在我们中间
，and so that the truth of the gospel can remain within us。
主啊，求你纪念你自己的教会
，Lord， please remember your own church，
纪念自己的羊群。
Remember your own sheep.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
From the depth of our hearts, we would like to give you thanks and worship.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.